You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
There's been a lot of noise in Washington, argument and disagreement about the mission in Libya. Many senators and congressmen feel that the president overstepped his bounds by getting the United States involved in that NATO effort. Others feel he was exactly right in doing so. Well, it's going to come down to three different votes on the mission in Libya this week. House Republicans are planning to take a vote on to defund the American military mission in Libya. But Senators John Kerry and John McCain have put out a joint resolution that authorized the limited use of U.S. forces in Libya. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Let's talk about this joint resolution first, because this is sort of seen as more likely to reach the president's desk. What does it say?
Yeah, that's right, Celeste. And there may be more than three votes. There could be five. There could be six. There's going to be a lot of them by week's end. Okay, this is the Kerry-McCain, finally, resolution on Libya. Been waiting for weeks for this. You know, the House passed something very quickly, in some ways really tying the president's hands in Libya, in some ways condemning his action. The Senate never did, because the Senate couldn't reach consensus. Here's what it does. This authorizes a limited use of force, limited use of the United States.
It authorizes what we're already doing.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
John, precisely. John, rubber
nice.
Stamp, right?
Yeah.
Authorizes what we're already doing. You're exactly right. For 1 year.
Little cart before the horse thing there, maybe.
That's welcome to the War Powers Resolution.
There we go.
We've had this discussion,
right.
You know, authorizes what we're already doing for 1 year, specifically prohibits the use of ground troops unless they're defending some hapless
the
U.S.
ground
official.
Troops that we're not using.
Right. It specifically prohibits any of that from going on unless they're protecting some sort of official who might be there for talks or something like that. I suppose they would need a security detail or some kind of military escort. Says we can use force, but only for things like reconnaissance, refueling, some of the stuff we're already doing.
Doing.
Gaddafi
yeah.
must be like shaking in his boots for this resolution.
All right. But this, I mean, basically, this is John Kerry and John McCain saying we approve of what we're doing in Libya and we're going to give the president actually official congressional support. That's basically what this does.
That's pretty much what it says. Now, listen to John Kerry in his own words. This did come up on the Senate floor yesterday as this was introduced. It'll be voted on by week's end. Listen to John Kerry.
There's only an authorization for a supporting role. It says specifically that the Senate does not support the use of ground troops.
Okay.
That is John.
And he's making that point not because we're now using ground troops, but because people in the Senate are worried about mission creep.
And in the House. Even more worried in the House than they might be in the Senate. Now, the Senate may vote on this by week's end. There could be competing resolutions. You might see something from the likes of Rand Paul on the right, libertarian, who wants us out of Libya now. Now, here's where it gets interesting in the House, however. Last night, Speaker John Boehner, who has said that the president's justification for use of force in Libya under the War Powers Act, saying these aren't really hostilities because nobody's shooting at U.S. troops, U.S. troops are not shooting at troops there, nobody's dying, the engagement is limited. Boehner has said that doesn't even pass the straight face test. Well, they're going to put this to the test on the House floor. John Boehner said last night, we will put the Kerry-McCain resolution on the House floor and see if it has the juice to pass. And you know what? We're going to put a second resolution on the floor that basically pulls all U.S. troops out of this NATO operation forthwith, within 30 days.
Or reconnaissance planes, materiel. I mean, if there's no troops on the ground, how do they pull troops out?
Out of the NATO effort, John. So any
personnel,
U.S. Personnel, equipment, money that's in support of the NATO role, you guys are gone. Yank them out. Now, that would be a resolution.
Todd, little background question. Who came up with the straight face test you just referred to a moment ago?
Well, if there are a lot of people who aren't fans of the War Powers Act on the Hill in the first place, so the straight face test is often violated, has been since 1973, John. You've made that point. John Boehner has applied that language to the president's justification for use of force in Libya many times. And, you know, there are some reporters and observers and a lot of other people, staff around Capitol Hill, who think sometimes this whole debate doesn't pass the straight face test because a lot of people who don't have straight faces now in Libya had very straight faces on authorization of use of force for Iraq.
Sure.
When we went through sort of a similar exercise with war powers where the president did get authorization in that case.
Todd, let me ask you, you know, to a certain extent, this debate over Libya and also the debate over troops in Afghanistan and somewhat in Iraq is actually showing us cracks unexpectedly in Republican agreement that we're actually seeing on an issue like the military, where Republicans very often historically were in lockstep. We're seeing Republicans against Republicans in terms of what our strategy should be.
There have always been some. There has always been an anti-war. John McCain calls them isolationist strain of the Republican Party, but they seem to be getting stronger. Members of Congress, especially on the Republican side, particularly, say they're getting weary of these wars, primarily because of the cost end of things. We are, of course, nobody has to tell you this. We're in a time of deficits and austerity. We're talking in those debt limit talks of cutting $4 trillion. It's hard to have that straight face and talk about cutting $4 trillion when you're pouring money down a 10-year war in Afghanistan and Iraq and now Libya. By the way, don't forget about Pakistan and Yemen if you want to get technical about how many wars we're fighting. But look, this is also going to reach ahead when you're talking about money, Celeste, by the end of the week, not just these resolutions that John thinks are a rubber stamp. The rubber is going to hit the road by the end of the week, a Republican effort in the House to actually defund the U.S. effort in Libya. Republicans are going to introduce an amendment on a DOD spending bill that would defund this war, yank it. Listen to John McCain talking about the prospect of his party defunding the Libya operation.
Many of us remember well the way that some of our friends on the other side of the aisle savaged President Bush over the Iraq War, how they sought to do everything in their power to tie his hands and pull America out of that conflict. We were right to condemn this behavior then, and we would be wrong to practice it now ourselves.
How could that work in Libya? Because it's under $1 billion, and I would imagine it'd be easy to just fold that money into the authorization.
John, they would say no money in this bill may be used for, and that would make it illegal to spend a dime in Libya. Look, this could never pass the Senate, but it would be a major political swipe at the president. McCain is upset about it, but we'll see if the Republicans muster the votes to do this by week's end.
And Todd, that's not going to pass the Senate, but will the joint resolution pass the House?
Some form of it probably will. Boehner just announced last night that he was going to do this, so we'll see which of those efforts has the votes.
Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
My pleasure.
Talking about three different votes going on Capitol Hill on Libya this week, widely varying in their views of what the United States should be doing in Libya.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.